Okay, let's have some children, if you want to join me at the front. I need help. So, I need help quite a lot, and often. Anyone know what those are? So, can you read upside down? Or do you go by the graphics?
Scorched almonds.
And are they good things or are they bad things? They're bad things? No. It's probably a matter of opinion, isn't it? They're very tasty. But there's something that's often used as a gift. And what do we do when we're going to make a gift to somebody? And we don't want them to sort of see what it is. Well, what do we do with it? Yeah?
You wrap it in wrapping paper.
We do, don't we? And it just so happens that I have some right here prepared earlier. But I'm pretty hopeless at wrapping things. My wife Fiona can tell you that. So I need some help from you guys to wrap it. What else might we need?
Tape.
What sort of tape?
Sellotape.
Wow, you're exactly right. And so, I have got a couple of rolls, sellotape. And this is your job. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, would be to help me wrap that. So, do you want to join me here? You can go at it. And just if you need a bit of help, just ask me. I'll do what I can. So. There's one way that paper is going to work, and there's one way that it's not going to work in terms of the size. I think. Yeah, you've got it. So just all join together and do what you can to wrap that up. So, for those of you that have got a few more cards on the top, you might remember a world without sellotape. What used to happen in our world without sellotape? String. Exactly. Do you know the properties of that string? What colour was it?
Brown.
White and?
Brown.
If you went to a butcher shop, it was brown. Okay. And so, yes, that's how the world worked, the string and brown paper. And about 70 odd years ago, this invention of sellotape came into our world. There's a lot of things that lead up to that. There was masking tape, which was used in the industry for painting, and two-tone cars became fashionable, so they had to make a good mark between the paint colours, and the tapes and things that they had were very strong and bonded really well, and they didn't come off easy, so they had to find a better solution, and they found a substance that would actually come off easier, and at the same time, someone had the idea of using a biodegradable cellulose product, and it was a tape that was clear, and a brand name came along, instead of the sea they made this out of it. It was developed at a similar time to another product in America, which was the Scotch tape. It eventually became known as Scotch tape. And even during the Second World War, it was very useful for closing the light from around the windows. You imagine brown paper and string didn't work so good, but some tape you could actually tape to the window and keep the light out. So that worked really well. So you younger people would never know a world without sellotape, but we have. And that's the two classes of people that are in this room. But, so you made an interesting job of doing that, and I think it'll hold together there pretty well. I've got one more job for you to do, if I can just organise myself. In this bag, prepared before, is a pretty ordinary card, but I'll tell you what it says here. It says, thank you for someone new. Thank you for being here today for us. So I've got a pen here. We could sign our name on here. My name is Ross. And you could put your name there in this card. Now, we have to think of someone that's new here today. Any ideas? Do you know anyone who's new here today that you haven't seen before? Anybody that just maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 seats from the front? Not too big a clue, I hope. Yeah, interestingly enough, their name is new as well. But so we might, once you've done your name on that, we might find a way to use the sellotape to stick the card on there. You know how to do that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just finish signing your names, and we'll put a bit of tape on the card, and then someone can take it to the new people. So when you finish with that, we'll put the things on there. You've done all that. Okay. So we'll just put the card in there like this. Maybe we just. You can tape it down there, would that be alright? You couldn't do that with string, could you? Not like that.
You could tie it
on. Yeah, but it would be all tied and you couldn't sort of open up the card. So, sellotape's a wonderful thing. And we've got a video clip for you to watch. Just sit back in your seats there and you'll find someone. And by the way, was this anybody's first experience of sellotape? Or have you already used sellotape before? You've used it before? You've been a user? Yes? Okay, good. Now, would someone like to take this one? Would you like to do that? There's a lovely couple up here. It's Mr. and you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's roll that. This is someone's first experience of using sellotape. Uh-oh, we tore a bit out of the book. He didn't have a very good experience of sellotape. That was his first time. No, I showed him how to use sellotape. No. Have you ever been in a sticky situation where you didn't know how to do something? First time and you didn't know? Yeah?
Stuck in the mud.
Stuck in the mud. Yeah. Help. Stuck in the mud. For me, first time in high school. Only one in my class right through school, came to high school, 35 in my class. Help. Anything else? Maybe you've had to ride a bike, a two-wheeler bike, not a trike, or stand up by itself. Have you had a go at that? Had a go first time. Did it fall over? Yeah, oh, me too. So, did you get someone to help you? Yeah, someone to hold the bike. Well, you just got used to pedaling, and then when you got fast enough, it would stay up by itself as long as you didn't jiggle too much. Oh, there's lots of times like that where you just need someone to help. So you know that we need help, and also you can be a house. So when we know how to handle sellotape, we can show someone else, can't we? We know that it's sticky on one side and it's okay on the other, and you can get it the right length and you can put it on something rather than whatever the Paddington, yeah? That's a whole waste of sellotape. Yeah, that'll blow the budget, the housekeeping budget, really easy. So, you know, as we go through life, we need help lots of times. And when we need to get to know God and we want to become a Christian and actually live the Christian life, we need help. And there's a couple of verses I'd like to share with you. One is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and this is about Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, our leader and our instructor. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. And now he sits in a place of honour by the throne of God. So he is our leader and our instructor. He's the one that can help us. And you know, he was here for a time, and when he went to heaven, he sent someone else to help us. Can anyone think who that would be?
Jesus.
Now, Jesus is back in heaven now, but he sent someone special to help us so that he can be with us always.
People that care about him?
Absolutely. Well, there's people that absolutely, their families and people, but he also sends his Holy Spirit and can live inside us and be a help. And it says, another thing here, it says, but the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus is saying, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So we needn't be without a helper any time. So isn't that good? Let's just have a little pray, and then we have a song, and you can go to Sunday school. Yeah, God, thank you that when we come up against sticky situations, you bring other people into our lives that can help us, and you give us your Holy Spirit to help us as well. Thank you that in Jesus' name we can have your Holy Spirit's help. And I pray for these young girls now that as they go to Sunday school, they will open up their hearts to you, Jesus, and allow your Spirit to come, and you will be the helper for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's have your song.